1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Damage assessment in Jamaica after the historic blast from Hurricane Melissa. CBS's Jason Allen in Kingston.
It's going to be devastation, and I really don't think that we have realized the full impact of it yet. We're not going to get a better sense of that until the day goes on today.
Around 42 million people stand to lose federal food assistance through SNAP as soon as this weekend as the government shutdown continues, including this woman in Texas.
I think that's really sad and really scary for people. I don't think any time would be the right time for this. The middle class, the working class, we need help, we need support, and we need our Congress to be there for us.
Overseas, Sebastian Usher of the BBC on the brief but deadly strikes in Gaza.
Last night, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered a wave of what he called powerful strikes, and that's what they were. They were across Gaza, in Gaza City, in the center of Gaza, in Khan Yunis.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Not just headlines, insight. Not just noise, conversation. WFHR is your home for real news and great conversation in Wisconsin Rapids. For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has resumed providing abortion care after a pause of almost 4 weeks. Lisa Hale has more.
Already, federal dollars could not go toward most abortions. That's been the law for 50 years. But the new budget law, which Republicans dubbed the Big Beautiful Bill, bans clinics that do perform abortions from accepting federal Medicaid dollars for any health care services for 1 year. That includes the wide variety of care Planned Parenthood provides, like cancer screenings, contraception, and HIV treatment. According to a press release from Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, it relinquishes its essential community provider status. Therefore, it will no longer meet the definition of a prohibited entity under the federal law and is not barred from receiving Medicaid funds. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin serves 50,000 people statewide, and 60% of them have insurance through Medicaid.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers and manure applicators to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on fields. Joanne Krulatz explains.
This tool helps determine the potential for manure runoff depending on weather conditions and soil temperature. The runoff risk advisory forecast includes maps showing short-term runoff risk for manure application. The maps account for soil saturation, temperature, and precipitation on a scale of 1.5 square mile grids. The risk maps are updated 4 times daily with the latest information from the National Weather Service.
Farmers can contact their crop consultant or county land conservation office for help identifying alternatives to high-risk manure spreading. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks beat the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 121-111 over the New York Knicks. Another big night for Giannis Antetokounmpo, leading with 37 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. NFL, the Packers and the Steelers game drew 28 million viewers, one of the highest rated games in the history of Sunday Night Football. So what did it mean for Jordan Love to have such a strong performance against Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think it's pretty meaningful. I think that speaks also to the respect that we have for a guy like Aaron Rodgers and the guys that were here and were able to witness and see how he would perform, not only on the Sundays, but also, like, you know, in practice and all that. But yeah, Jordan's shown a ton of growth. We have a ton of confidence in him. And I thought he played a complete game.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Stay connected to the stories shaping your community and Wisconsin right here on WFHR and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday afternoon, mid-50s and northeast winds on the light side. For tonight, a few clouds and some patchy fog forming, lows in the lower 30s, so watch out for some low visibilities as you start your morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, lower 50s. Right now, it's 48.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
Looking in your wallet shouldn't look like a Halloween scene. Put money back in your pocket with e-waste sales and pawn in Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point. When cobwebs and moths take over your wallet, turn to the team at e-waste sales and pawn, because when your money is gone, it's time to pawn. Find scary good deals on tools, firearms, jewelry, and more. E-waste sales and pawn, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. Happy Halloween!
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV producer and writer and director of the film A Road at Night, John Roach. Then Door County Trolley's spooky storyteller, Carl Sarecki, joins me for some fun ghost stories.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to our second hour. This is really interesting. We're seeing now some signs that not only are increasingly, as I wrote today in my op-ed and over on Daily Kos, not only is Trump starting to be perceived as weak, the cracks are starting to show, and we're only 10 months into his administration. It kind of reminds me of George W. Bush with the Katrina. That was the moment when everybody thought, maybe this guy isn't who we thought he was. You know, he's not the strong, tough guy. He's just a whatever. That photo of him, you know, flying and, you know, over and looking down, it just blew up in his face. So not only is Trump looking weaker, but there are some Democrats who are looking much, much stronger. And the base, the Democratic base, is saying, we want more of that, which would be Zora Mamdani and Bernie Sanders and AOC and Graham Plantner, I think his name is. The candidate, the Senate candidate in Maine, who did a great interview with Jen Psaki last night. Although I was disappointed that she didn't really start asking him policy questions. I mean, it was all about, tell me about your Nazi tattoo. And he's like, it's a skull and crossbones. I was in the military. You know, skull and crossbones have been used since the pirate days. Come on, give me a break. My language, not his. He was much more contrite. But I think it's much ado about nothing, frankly. But that said, progressives are starting to say, or Democrats are starting to say, we want to go back to FDR. We want to go back to Lyndon Johnson. We want to go back to John and Robert Kennedy. We want to go back to Democrats who are actually believers in an active government that produces a strong middle class. We have been watching for 44 years as the Republican Party with Reaganomics and Democrats going along with it, specifically Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, not Joe Biden. Joe Biden broke the mold. He broke away from Clintonistas of, you know, from the Clinton worldview and the Obama worldview and said, no, I'm going to go back to LBJ and Franklin Roosevelt. And he did a spectacular job. It's just that nobody knew it because he was so incompetent at communicating it, as apparently was his press secretary, who is now out there complaining, Karine Jean-Pierre, who I always thought was just, you know, really something. I was always very impressed by her. And she's now saying, well, I'm not a Democrat anymore. Quack, quack, quack. And I'm like, come on. Let's own our mistakes and move on. But anyhow, Jennifer Welsh is a progressive podcast host. And it's called I've Had It, her podcast.
And she says, if you think this Zoran thing is happening just in New York City, and you think people are waking up only in New York City, you are mistaken. So listen up, Democratic establishment. You either jump on board with this crap or we're coming after you in the same way we're coming after MAGA, period. Stop taking AIPAC money. Go on. I'm sorry. I took AIPAC money atonement tour if you want to. I'm sorry I took AIPAC money atonement tour if you want to stay in power. Stop missing out on these big rallies. Hakeem and Chuck should have been front and center introducing the mayor of New York City, but no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't show up because they're. I guess we can use this word referring to small cats. They're pussies. She said it. You know, they're pussies that are beholden to the same corporations that helped Donald Trump get elected, and this is just an embarrassment. She says kudos to Bernie Sanders and AOC for the support of Mamdani. I agree on all points. And meanwhile, look at what's happening in New York City. Michael Bloomberg, who talked about running for president as a Democrat and had a fair amount of support at one point, is aggressively backing Andrew Cuomo in New York State. You know, the guy accused of all kinds of weird things, not the least of which was the way he was treating women. And has just poured money into this anti-Mamdani campaign. It's wild. Mamdani has received the support of only two billionaire spenders who contributed $270,000 to outside PACs. 62 billionaires, and descendants of billionaire families as of October 14th have contributed over one-third, $18.7 million. Of all of the outside expenditures involved in the race, according to Americans for Tax Fairness. And Michael Bloomberg is leading the anti-Mamdani charge, having personally donated $8.3 million to the main super PAC backing Cuomo. In addition to taxing corporations, Mamdani says he wants a rent freeze, affordable housing, city-owned grocery stores, fare-free buses, no-cost child care, building out of renewable energy on public lands, and raising the minimum wage to $30 by 2030. And he's also promised to stand up to Donald Trump. This is good stuff. This is what Democrats need to be doing. Mamdani, AOC, Bernie Sanders, Graham Plantner, all these people who are saying, you know, we're going to go back to the foundation of the Democratic Party. And I'm frankly astonished that it's never discussed in these terms. But, you know, Michael Bloomberg is trying to do to Mamdani the same thing that basically the Clinton machine did to Bernie Sanders. And it was a crime when they did it to Bernie, and it's a crime now that Michael Bloomberg is doing this to Mamdani. But basically it shows the schism within the Democratic Party, and it's between the portion of the Democratic Party that sucks up to billionaires and big money, and the portion of the Democratic Party that says, no, we need to have an America, a party, a political party that is here for all of the people, that is here for not just the rich people, but the middle class and the poor people, that is here for people of all races, of all gender identities, of all ethnicities, of all religions, of all geographic regions, of all job types, whether they're farmers or construction workers or scientists or whatever, we're here for them. As opposed to the Republican Party that is basically just here for angry white men, pathetically angry white men, I would add. I get their anger. They've been screwed, but they don't realize that it's Reaganism that screwed them. So it's kind of pathetic that, brown people taking my jobs, women taking my jobs, black people taking my... No. It was Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush and Donald Trump. They're the ones who screwed you, Republican men. And you need to figure it out. Speaking of Graham Plantner, yeah. He was on Jen Psaki's show last night, and he says, the tattoo thing I've had for 20 years, I've gone through multiple security clearances, never came up. He says, a stylized skull and crossbones. Stylized skull and crossbones are very popular with military units for obvious reasons. And as I pointed out, I mean, they've been around forever. This is, you know, it's the pirate flag. It's not, just because the Nazis used it for the SS caps, you know, the Totenkopf, the dead cat, the dead head is, you know, what that translates to from German into English. You know, Toten, dead, Kopf, head. Doesn't mean it's exclusively a Nazi symbol. It's an old pirate symbol. And, you know, guys in the military are very fond of those kind of things. And he was a Marine. I mean, the Marines are like, you know, they're the good guys opposite the pirates, right? They're out on the sea. So I just, you know, these Democrats who are, you know, oh, we have to have Janet Mills, the former governor, or maybe she's the current governor. You know, we have to, you know, even though she's, what, 77 years old, we have to, you know, the gerontocracy is good. You know, they know how to work with the big corporations and the wealthy people. And, you know, they're going to be moderate and they're not going to raise taxes. And, you know, everything will be good. No, no. We have a fascist who is tearing this country down, who is supported by a bunch of fascist billionaires who will openly tell you that they don't think women should vote. They don't think there should be a welfare state at all. There should be no supports for the American middle class. They want to take our economy back to the way it was in 1900, when about 12% of us were in the middle class. And that was the doctors and lawyers, basically the professional class. That was the middle class, period. Everybody else was poor, other than the top 1%. That's what they want to take us back to. They want to roll back. They're privatizing Medicare with Medicare Advantage. They're talking about destroying Social Security. It's going to, you know, start running out of money in 6 years, and they're gleefully rubbing their hands. They've already, you know, the big beautiful bill cut $1 trillion out of Medicaid. They've cut off food stamps now for 42 million people. The majority of them children, or a near majority of them children. I mean, this is what the Republicans want. They want us to be poor and frightened and angry with each other. It's divide and conquer. It's classic divide and conquer. It's the rich dude sitting in front of a plate, a giant plate of cookies, and the black guy and the white guy sitting in front of a plate with one cookie each, and the rich dude is saying to the white guy, look out, that black guy wants your cookie. That's what's going on. That's the GOP's strategy, pure and simple. And it, I don't think it's going to work. I mean, I might be wrong, but I really believe we are in a progressive moment right now. And that, frankly, we have been since 2008. You know, there's a reason I think that Barack Obama campaigned as a progressive on single-payer health insurance and won. He didn't govern it so much as a progressive, but he campaigned as a progressive. I mean, he did some good stuff. I mean, I'm not totally trashing him, but neoliberalism, we just need to leave it behind.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And put together a platform that really does put the American middle class and poor people first. So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's www.getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. www.getnativepath.com/Hartman.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Air pollution leads to higher rates of breast cancer. According to a new study from researchers in Oregon, they found women living in areas with heavy emissions from cars and trucks are more likely to develop breast cancer. The Trump administration recently rescinded EPA rules meant to reduce vehicle emissions. Wisconsin's small farming communities bracing for the end of federal food share benefits. Not only do thousands of rural residents rely on federal food assistance, about $120 million of Wisconsin's food share benefits are spent at local farmers' markets. Bragging rights for Wisconsin apples. An organic orchard in Washington County named one of the top 10 apple orchards in the country by USA Today. Peck and Bushel Fruit Company in Colgate is the largest organic apple orchard in the upper Midwest. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here are a list of upcoming events in the Central Wisconsin area on Friday, October 31st. The Vesper Volunteer Fire Department is hosting a brat fry from 4 to 7:30 p.m., and the Vesper Recreation Committee will have games and treats from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the community center. The Beer and Fire Department will have trucks at the park from 5 to 7 p.m., and firefighters will hand out candy. Trunk or treat at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 3 until 6 p.m., with candy and food trucks. Don't forget to wear your costume. Followed by the Heartbeats Dance at the Elks Lodge from 6 p.m. until midnight. Trick or treat at McMillan Library, 4 to 5:30 p.m. Come in costumes, get treats at the service desks, and be sure to stop at the all-purpose room for a treat and to have your picture taken at the photo booth. Wisconsin Rapids Haunted Walkthrough Event at the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department from 3 to 5 p.m. This free, spooky, family-friendly event is open to the community, offering a safe and fun way for kids and families to collect candy. Wishing you a safe and happy Halloween from WFHR and WIRI.
The Dunks.
Driving down the lane to the rim, and he rips it down with a right hand.
The Daggers.
Got it! Got it! And a foul! John Blackwell is feeling it.
The Exclamation Point.
Jack on the run down the lane to the rim, and he sends it down!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Lilligan! And that's 100 for the Wisconsin Badgers.
You're on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by it. She loves it. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Kind of phonetically, right? Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping on Super C Serum, this magical stuff complete with hyaluronic acid. Vibrance.com/Tom.
A man stands in the shadow, selling off the dream. He smiles for the cameras with his hand out to the sky, while the workers sweep the floor and the truth rolls by. Oh, the thief in the ballroom, dancing in the light, counting coins of daylight, stolen from the night. He calls it free. just greed in a tux at the Golden Gate. He says, don't blame me, I'm the chosen one. While he pockets every promise, every lie he's spun.
24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the the increasingly rational voice of the GOP, which is astonishing. She called out Mike Johnson yesterday. She said, this was in a post on X where he was talking about something. And she says, you left out, he was talking about the meeting that he had with the Republicans. And she said, you left out that I said I have no respect for the House not being in session, passing our bills, the president's executive orders. And I demand to know from Speaker Johnson what the Republican plan for health care is to build the off ramp of Obamacare and the ACA tax credits to make health insurance affordable for Americans. John Thune is apparently, Johnson said Steve Scalise, the Republican from Louisiana, the guy who campaigned saying he was David Duke without the hood, is working with the heads of three committees to develop a Republican health care plan. Yeah, right. The Republican health care plan is Obamacare. It is the Affordable Care Act. It was put forward by the Heritage Foundation back in the 1980s. During, I believe it was the George Herbert Walker Bush presidency, it might have even been Reagan, a Republican senator introduced this legislation. It got, Lawrence O'Donnell was talking about this last night, it got shot down by Republicans in the Senate. There were two Republicans who were in favor of it. I think Lincoln Chafee from Rhode Island was one of them. They got nothing else. The Affordable Care Act is the Republican, or was the Republican health care plan. And Obama took it and said, okay, I'll do this. It, you know, it benefits principally big insurance companies. The Democrats need, the group that needs a health care plan are the Democrats. They need to come up with, and I think Bernie Sanders has already provided them with a very, very good template, with a national health care system that resembles Canada's. Canada's works very well. I get calls from Canadians all the time. Every time somebody comes on and says, oh, in Canada, you have to wait forever to get your knees replaced. Well, in America, you have to wait forever to get your knees replaced. If you have an emergency in Canada, you get seen right away. No problem. Or if you have a regular doctor's appointment, you can get seen relatively soon. We need, and they pay half of what we pay. Now, you're going to lose a whole bunch of people who are making literally billions of dollars by screwing us. They're going to get left out in the cold. But hey, life goes on, right? Your call's up next. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Next up, Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. I'll be picking up your calls right on the other side of the break. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is, I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So ZYPPA, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that ZYPPA is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way, it won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zyppah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zyppah.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511.
A proposed data center project in Janesville is drawing pushback from community members who say they've been left in the dark about key details. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk with a group pushing back after this.
Dairy pumps that were designed more than 50 years ago do not meet today's large dairy farm requirements. Bopeller pumps by McFenn Technologies were born and patented this century with a unique and innovative design that ensures gentle, low shear pumping along with efficient, high capacity, and long seal life. Bopeller pumps for all your applications will ensure your dairy is operating with 21st century technology. Bopeller is American innovation. Contact your dealer today.
Cassandra Pope is the organizer of the No Janesville Data Center Group. She says environmental impacts are among the biggest worries, from unknown water usage and increased air pollution to potential noise and light disturbances from constant humming and bright lights.
So from what I've heard from the community, their biggest concerns are the environmental and health impacts, the rise in utility bills, the lack of permanent jobs, loss of property value, and just the uncertainty overall of the industry in and of itself. Even if we don't want a data center, regardless of what's in those proposals, we don't know what we're fighting against. We don't know who it is. We don't know what the details are. We know absolutely nothing. And this is on city property. And I feel like the community has a right to know where our tax dollars are going.
Do you have a data center proposed near you? If so, we want to hear about it. Let us know through the Midwest Farm Report app. Our new app allows you to submit photos, videos, or comments right to us. You can download it for free through your Google Play or App Store. We'll take a look at the midday markets after this.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Wednesday from Chicago, grain markets are trading lower with December new crop corn down 0.75 cents at 4.31 1/4, November new crop soybeans down 0.75 cents at 10.77 1/2, and cash wheat also down 0.75 cents trading at 5.28 1/4. July 2026 new crop wheat is down 4.25 cents at 5.65 a bushel. Class 3 milk contracts are mixed with November milk down 12 cents at 17.72 a hundredweight, the December milk contract up 12 cents at 1725. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Get updates on what's happening in your community right to your phone through the Civic Media app. Select WFHR in the app and the news comes to you.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday afternoon, mid-50s and northeast winds on the light side. For tonight, a few clouds and some patchy fog forming, lows in the lower 30s, so watch out for some low visibilities as you start your morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, lower 50s. Right now, it's 48.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
All of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/HARTMANN for that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, free shipping, and the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's.
America, the rich are still hungry. They crawl from Wall Street graves at night, dressed in gold, in greed, in fright. They feast on wages, hopes and prayers, zombie billionaires in tailored flares. They whisper growth while stealing shares. They drink our sweat. They sell our air. They feed on fear, champagne and shares. Undead billionaires in suits that glare. They rise from dead. They rule despair. Zombie billionaires everywhere. They hoard their coins.
36 minutes past the hour. Yes, it is Halloween week. And they are... I'm told I'm going to have to wear a costume on Fridays. Oh, well. Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, thanks for sitting on hold so long. I appreciate it. What's on your mind today?
I was watching CNN with Abby Phillips last night, and this was on it. A small Florida company called Unusual Machines has won a contract from the Pentagon to build 3,500 drone motors and drone parts. Donald Trump Jr. is a large shareholder in that company, leading some to question the ethics of the contract.
Surprise, surprise.
It says shares of Unusual Machines jumped after the contract was announced, the $80 million. Unusual Machines brought in Trump Jr. as an advisor late last year and gave him 200,000 shares of the company that's valued at $4 million. The president's son got involved with the company through Unusual Machines' close relationship with the investment bank Dominary Securities. That bank is headquartered in Trump Tower in New York City. Recently hired both Trump Jr. and Eric Trump as paid advisors. More corruption by Trump and the Trump crime family with no congressional oversight.
Yeah. And no media oversight, Mike. I mean, you know, you might have seen a little clip of this with Abby Phillips on CNN, but I guarantee it's not on the front page of the New York Times like it would be if it had been one of Biden's kids.
Exactly. It's just so the hypocrisy of the Republican Party is ridiculous.
Or one of Obama's kids. If Sasha or Malia is her name, if they had...
You got Melania Trump's corruption. You got Barron Trump's insider trader corruption. You got the whole family's corrupt.
Yep. Yep. I agree. It's mind-boggling.
No one's talking about it on TV hardly, you know?
Yeah, and this is how oligarchs roll. I mean, this is when you get a tin pot dictator who takes over a country, the first thing they do is loot the country. and, you know, for their own benefit and that of their family. And that's exactly what the Trump crime family is doing. You're absolutely right. And that's why all these Republicans refer to the Biden crime family. It's all projection. Whatever they do, they accuse the other people of doing. It's nuts.
Also, I talked to you a month ago about Acrid Trader and J.D. Vance.
Mm-hmm.
J.D. Vance, he supplied the seed money for that.
Mm-hmm.
He owns the app for Acrid Trader.
Hmm.
Dig into Acrid Trader.
I remember that conversation, and I'm going to make a note this time because it just went in one ear and out the other. ACRE.
Google it.
Trader.
Like an acre of land.
Right, got
it. An acre of land, ACRE. Just Google it. It'll come up. 20 articles will come up.
Got it. Mike, thanks for the tip.
Thanks
I appreciate it.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, well, always a pleasure. Tony, Long Island. Hey, Tony, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
I'm great, but I'll get better, Tony. What's on your mind today?
I hope we all get better, right?
I hope so.
I was curious. I saw from Paul Krugman yesterday. He had a Substack article, and it referred to, I believe it was, how America is starving due to the Epstein files.
Yes.
And what he was referring to was the fact that Congress would have to come back into session in order to release that $6.8 billion in funding. However, they're not going to allow that to happen because once Congress comes back into session, they would have to bring in the new Arizona elect.
Right, Adelita Grijalva. And by the way, it's not the $6 billion. The $6 billion contingency fund that USDA has for food stamps will only last about 3 weeks. They would have to come back into session just to refinance the entire food stamp program. You're right.
Oh, okay. He was alluding to the fact that Congress would need to
USDA can release that $6 billion right now, but it'll only last 3 weeks.
Okay. And I was interested just out of curiosity. I hope you don't get freaked out. I was listening to your new book that was getting pumped out there. It was like I think the name of it is Screwed.
Oh, Screwed is one of my Screwed was published in 2001, but I think it's one of the best books I've written. It's a great book.
Yeah, so it was being pushed out there, and I turned around and my wife was looking at me, and the way the guy pushed it out there was "Get Screwed" by Tom Hartman, and I'm like, I want that on you. Like, are you having a change of life?
We used to have that ad. I don't know if we're still running that ad, but I always thought that ad was funny. It's in fact Larry Flint. Larry, when that book came out in 2001. Larry Flint was publishing Hustler magazine. He was still alive. And they contacted me and said, we'd like an excerpt from the book. And I gave them one of the chapters, and they published it in Hustler magazine. And on the cover, it says, "Get Screwed by Tom Hartman" on the cover of Hustler magazine. Back in 2001.
I had a crack up. I guess I hadn't heard it in so long. And then all of a sudden we were driving in the car. We were going to dinner and that came up and I'm like, I want that. And she goes,
yeah.
What's wrong with you?
It's a great book.
Oh, no.
It's a great book.
That came out
Screwed.
But I still want that book.
it's probably the best book I've written about, you know, how the Republicans, screwed the middle class. And I started, you know, with the story of my dad, and go from there. But Tony, thanks for a trip down memory lane. Appreciate it.
I'm sorry about that. I hope it didn't take you down the wrong road.
Oh no. I'm quite proud of it. Tony, thank you.
Okay, you have a great day.
You too, John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
I wanted to talk about lies and propaganda and, you know, why it is that some people prefer lies, even when presented with the truth. And one political strategist said, well, you have to, in order to get those people that are resistant to the truth, you have to show that it's going to, you know, harm them, the policy that it's going to harm them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really difficult to do. And I know you said in 1988 you were in the end of the Soviet Union. I was there too. And propaganda works. I mean, when Stalin died, I think people were just out in the streets and weeping and, yep. and carrying on,
yep.
even though 40 million people, estimate, were murdered by him. So why is it, you know, I mean, you might have, you probably have thought of this very deeply. Why is it from an anthropological, sociological, psychological view and a moral view that people often prefer a lie? As soon as I find out something is untrue, I change my mind because I pride myself in wanting to know the truth. But that's not the case with many people. So I just wanted to ask you that question.
I'm reading a book right now titled The Hitler Mind, The Mind of Adolf Hitler, I believe it's called. No, it's not that. That's Charles Lager's book. It's by a British historian. Do you have his name, Sean? The Nazi Mind. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And I'm about halfway through it right now. And, you know, whoops, hang on just a second. I'm trying to get the guy's name here, and because it's just absolutely brilliant. Here it is. It's by Lawrence Rees, R-E-E-S. In fact, we reached out to him, and we're trying to get him to come on the program. 12 Warnings from History is the subtitle. And basically what he lays out, at least as much as I've read of the book so far, is that Goebbels and Hitler were very successful in tapping into the tribalism that's wired into our DNA as a survival mechanism from evolution, you know, to create this polar us versus them, and that us versus them is the essential ingredient to establish something that could ultimately end up as the Holocaust. But over the short term, at least, is a short and quick path to power. And Hitler himself, and then Goebbels said it, you know, a little more elegantly later, but Hitler himself said, you know, the key is to, it doesn't matter if something's true or not, the key is how often you repeat it. And that's why you see Trump, you know, constantly talking about how he won the 2020 election, quack, quack, quack. I think that's how it happened.
Because Trump... propaganda works, obviously.
Propaganda does work.
The more you repeat a lie,
why starting in the 1980s, starting with radio stations and then with television, when Reagan gave Rupert Murdoch citizenship, fast-tracked citizenship, that's why starting in the 1980s, the GOP-aligned billionaires started buying media properties, and why they're still doing it like there's no tomorrow. And Democrats need to figure this out. John, thanks for the call. Great one. 47 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Wow, it looks like Jamaica just got wiped out by this hurricane. This is going to be a humanitarian catastrophe. Back with more of your calls in just a second.
Night's sleep. Ugh, boy. Whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial pound 250, say micro. With PureTalk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial pound 250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. PureTalk.
The Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club is more than a club. It's a driving force of community support that strives every day to find new ways to help. Become a member today and give a hand to the community in a new way, or come for a great meal, host a party, or play bingo. The Elks Club in Wisconsin Rapids is here for its community and the people who live here, and they're looking for more amazing people to help. Join today and become a part of the Elks Club family. See you at their Trunk or Treat event October 31st from 3 to 6 p.m. Bring your little ghouls and goblins.
Tired of yelling bingo and never winning? Grab your friends and come throw something sharper at Evolution Throwing Company in Wisconsin Rapids. Trade your lucky cards for hatchets, your daubers for bullseyes, and your stress for laughs. It's fun, it's social, and it might just become your new favorite weekly ritual. From age 8 to 80, everyone's welcome to throw down. Call 715-712-0334 to book your lane today. Evolution Throwing Company, because hitting a bullseye feels way better than hitting B12.
Feel the heart in every note as you sway along to the mixture of roots, rock, and Americana music of the Mark Croft Band. Coming to the main stage at the Jensen Community Center in Amherst, November 8th. Purchase your tickets today for $20 at jensencommunitycenter.ticketspice.com/MCB or $25 at the door while supplies last. Don't miss this rare opportunity to enjoy an award-winning musical act at the Jensen Community Theater, November 8th. Reception with appetizer and drinks at 6, curtain opens at 7.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your home, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I partner with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report, a free trial, their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself the way Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/THOM. Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Charles in Miami, Florida. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good. What's up?
Good to talk to you. I love your show. I listen to you every day.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Charles. I need you to get your mouth right next to the microphone.
Okay. I've been listening to this show, and, we've been conversing since about 2003. And the thing is, to me, is every time I turn around and you tell me about what I'm hearing about Trump not obeying the courts, Trump tearing down the White House, also with this thing now that you're saying today about, his son getting the $2 billion. I mean, everything to me is a crime.
And yeah.
The rhetoric is like this. He's not doing it by himself, or him and the Republican Party are not doing it alone.
Yep.
The Democrats have just laid down. I mean, we got to address this because there are laws that be broken, that's been broken, and people need to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have hearings.
I'm with you, Charles.
I'm
I agree.
I mean, look, but then I mean, there has to be an outcry because, like, when is enough enough? Because I just looked at Pete D'Souza the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I saw Pete D'Souza with his pictures, and it's just as simple as this in my mind. He tore down the East Wing because Obama had a lot of history.
Yeah.
And if you could sit down the rest of the White House, I mean, because this is a racist country. I'm sorry to say, nothing has changed.
Yeah.
To me, to be honest with you, people may feel like they have lost their birthright of being slave, you know, these descendants of these slave owners, you know, and having it the way that, you know, taking us back to Jim Crow, or even before Jim Crow, you know, I just, like, when is enough going to be enough of them? And they don't even mind if, you know,
they want the whole thing, Charles. Having trouble hearing you, so I'm going to move along. But they want the whole thing, and you're right. It is a crime, and the Democrats need to be acting like it's a crime. Charles, thanks for the call. Linda in Chicago. Hey, Linda, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to just tell you, my daughter is a teacher. I will not say where, but received some information from, like, the, I don't know if it was the union or whatever, that Trump, they have a system, I'm sure, that they can track phones, and I think that's common knowledge, and that Trump is ordering them to use it at these rallies to try to track teachers and government workers.
Yeah, not the rallies, but the protests against ICE. Well, maybe the rallies,
yeah,
too.
Well, the protests, like, yeah, the King's thing. And he is doing this, and I'm sure it's an illegal use of it.
Yeah, they're doing it without warrants. I believe it's illegal.
Right.
I agree.
Yes, but when has that ever stopped him?
Exactly.
But they have suggested that if you go to one, to try to leave your phone at home. And if not, turn it off and put it on airplane mode.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to alert people of that because I would never have thought of that. I'm pretty smart, but I would never have thought of that. But to protect people, and that's how crazy our country is. I also want to just comment that I think the Mills woman is a great person, but I'm 75, and she's just too old. And when is the Democrat Party going to start realizing? I was heartbroken about David Hogg kind of being ousted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got a good mind. He's got a good heart. And he has good intentions. And I think we need to turn to the young people.
I agree.
They know how to do it.
I agree.
Just saw that MSNBC, the average age of the person watching it is 70.
Yeah.
We've got to touch.
That's true right across the board of cable news, by the way. And most of your legacy television, you know, has been is boomers, basically. Young people are going to other media. Linda, I got to run, but thank you. Spot on. Well said. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Looking for the perfect gift or something truly unique? Come explore Maker Square, your local handmade marketplace at 1022 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. With over 35 talented crafters, you'll find jewelry, soaps, craft kits, seasonal decor, apparel, and more, all crafted with care and perfect for gift giving. And with featured items from young entrepreneurs. They host DIY classes, monthly craft fairs, and sip and shops. Follow them on Facebook at Maker Square LLC to see what's new. Maker Square, where creativity comes to life.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Melissa has left a trail of destruction across Cuba, Haiti, and Jamaica. Meteorologist Jessica Birch is tracking things.
It left major impacts for our friends down in Jamaica. We're still seeing about 6 inches of rain left. We're also seeing about 25 inches expected over into eastern Cuba.
In Haiti, at least 25 people died due to flooding. In Cuba, houses have collapsed. More than 130 people have died in the bloodiest Brazilian police raid against drug gangs in Rio's history. Dozens of bodies were in the streets. Four police officers were also killed. The government shutdown continues, as does the finger pointing. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Polling this week confirms that over 70% of the American people believe the Democratic Party is out of touch. And amazingly to us, still every day, they turn their backs on more and more hardworking American families.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.